Done got over, I'm so glad. Done got over, so glad. Done got over at last.
This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Lead Belly, the Smithsonian Folkways collection, the new in-depth box set dedicated to the influential American folk and blues music icon. It's available in stores February 24th, and it's a beautiful coffee table style book with 140 pages of essays and photographs, along with 108 tracks on 5 CDs with extensive song notes. 16 of the songs are unreleased, including I'm So Glad I Done Got Over, which you're hearing in the background now. If you have the Grammy-winning Woody Guthrie at 100, this is the second in a series and is equally impressive. Listeners of the Sing Out podcast can save 20% on the set, as well as a special package, including a limited edition Lead Belly poster and a t-shirt, by entering the code SINGOUTLED at folkways.si.edu. That's SINGOUTLEAD, all one word, at folkways.si.edu, home of Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, the nonprofit record label of the National Museum. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD Old School, Old Time from the duo Fiddle Wham Diddle, and we heard the classic old-time tune Miss McLeod's Reel. This week on our program, we begin a two-part feature called Fingerpointin' Songs, Topical Songs in Folk Music. Topical songs, or broadsides, have been in existence since the 16th century and were ballads which carried necessary information before the advent of newspapers. They were sung in public on street corners to inform the populace of significant news. In the years prior to the creation of broadsides, news and vital information, especially of courtly affairs, would be carried by troubadours or trouvères. By the 19th century in the U.S., ballads were being written or adapted, dealing with the news and especially cautionary tales. This week and next, we'll be listening to topical songs on a variety of subjects. This week we'll set our sights on battle songs, railroad songs, coal mining songs, and a few union organizing songs. Next week we'll focus on the newer breed of songs and songwriters from the 1960s until today. We'll open the program with the classic, The Battleship of Maine, performed by Red Patterson's Piedmont Log Rollers back in 1927. Topical music on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
McKinley called for volunteers, then I grabbed my gun. First Spaniard I saw coming, I dropped my gun and run. I was fighting about that battleship of Maine. Why are you running? Are you afraid to die? The reason I am running, because I cannot fly. I am fighting about that battleship of Maine. In war with the great nation Spain, when I get back to Spain, I wanna honor my name. It's all about that battleship of Maine. The blood was running, and I was running too. I give my feet good exercise and nothing else to do. I was fighting about that battleship of Maine. They chased all over QB, I thought I'd lose my life. Oh, I'd go back smoking, I'd send my darling wife to fight for that battleship of Maine. In war with the great nation of Spain, when I get back to Spain, I wanna honor my name. It's all about that battleship of Maine. I saw the Spaniards coming, I fell upon my knees. First thing I put my eyes upon was a great big pot of peas. I was fighting about that battleship of Maine. The peas they were greasy, the meat it was fat. The soldiers fighting Spaniards while I was fighting that. It's all about that battleship of Maine. In war with the great nation Spain, when I get back to Spain, I wanna honor my name. It's all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the Rough Riders wear? Button on the side costs 5 1/2 pair. It's all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the old farmers wear? Old Grove again, that costs $1 pair. It's all about that battleship of Maine. In war with the great nation Spain, when I get back to Spain, I want to honor my name. It's all about that battleship of Maine.
I suppose you've heard of Washington the Great, who fought the French and Indians upon the northern lakes. And when King George of England oppressed our lovely land, our country fought for freedom under Washington's command. He captured British battleships and tore their ensign down, and raised our banner in its place, our banner of renown. He drove the British from our shores, he whipped them good and strong, and sent them back to England, the place where they belonged. He was the first great president, the first to rule the land, and all the people honored him down to a single man. He taught the people to be good and love their country too, and everybody sings his praise as loudly as we do. He loved the little children too, and took them out to ride, and he threw a silver dollar o'er Bull Rappahannock's tide. And when he died, they buried him beside Potomac's waves, and raised a marble monument to mark a hero's grave. If all the boys throughout the land his deeds would emulate, they'd grow to be like Washington the Great.
Now, Miss Morgan, tell us what you know about that song.
Well, this song has been in our immediate family for 100 years. My father was born in 1824. He said he learned it when he was about 13 years old at the school that he went to, Cog Hill School, in East Tennessee, McMinn County.
Have you heard of a ship called the Good Reuben James? Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free, but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
100 men were drowned in that dark, watery grave. When that good ship went down, only 44 were saved. 'Twas the last day of October, we saved the 44 from the cold, icy waters off that cold Iceland shore.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
It was there in the dark of that uncertain night that we watched for the U-boats and waited for a fight. Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion roared, and they laid the Reuben James on that cold ocean floor.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright. In the farms and in the cities they're telling of the fight. And now our mighty battleships will steam the bounding main and remember the name of that good Reuben James.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
When the Yanks
go marching in,
go marching in.
When the Yanks go marching in, boys, I want to be in that number. When the Yanks go marching in,
when our guns
and cannons roar,
and cannons roar.
When our guns and cannons roar, boys, I want to be in that number when our guns and cannons roar.
When our tanks
go rolling in,
go rolling in.
When our tanks go rolling in, boys, I tanks go rolling in.
When we set this whole world free,
this whole world free.
When we set this whole world free,
'cause I want to be in that number. When we set this whole world free. When our plane will win the sky,
when the Yanks
go marching in,
go marching in,
when the Yanks go marching in, 'cause I want to be in that number, when the Yanks go marching.
Today we think of topical songs as questioning authority, but they weren't always. Sometimes they were purely patriotic. When the Yanks Go Marching In from Woody Guthrie, along with Cisco Houston playing the guitar and Sonny Terry on the harmonica. Woody was playing mandolin there and singing. When the Yanks Go Marching In, of course, the tune of When the Saints Go Marching In. That was recorded back in 1944, April 25th, 1944. And that's from Woody Guthrie's Hard Travelin' set on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard Pete Seeger, along with the Almanac Singers, from their recording Songs of Protest. And we heard The Sinking of the Reuben James, a real famous of the topical songs about the beginning of World War II. A German U-boat sank the Reuben James before we actually went to war on Halloween of 1941. And 44 of the 120 of the crew were rescued. All the rest perished. That was recorded back in February of 1942 from the Almanac Singers. And that's on Songs of Protest on Prism Leisure Records out of England. And before that, we heard Washington the Great, sung by Mrs. Minta Morgan at Bells, Texas in 1937, recorded by John Lomax. And that's from the collection Songs and Ballads of American History. As is mentioned in the notes here, it was probably a school song to try to teach the students all about the exploits of George Washington, Washington the Great. That's on Rounder Records, and we let off that set from a wonderful collection called Bloody War, songs from 1924 to 1939. We heard The Battleship of Maine, which sunk under questionable circumstances in Havana Harbor, February of 1898. It's been questioned as to exactly how that happened, but it led us into the Spanish-American War. The Battleship of Maine was performed by Red Patterson's Piedmont Log Rollers, an old-time band that came from the same town as Charlie Poole and had quite a similar sound. Bloody War is on Tompkins Square Records. We are listening to topical songs this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Back in the 1950s, Sing Out sponsored a number of hootenannies around the country. A recording was released in 1963 called Sing Out Hootenanny with Pete Seeger and the Hooteneers. Here's Pete doing John Henry as we listen to a bunch of railroad songs on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Sitting on his papa's knee, he picks up a hammer and a little piece of steel, cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer's gonna be the death of me, said, hammer's gonna be the death of me, hammer's gonna be the death of me. John Henry said to his captain, Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man, but before I'd let your steam drill beat me down, I'd die with a hammer in my hand. I'd die with a hammer in my hand. I'd die with a hammer in my hand. Die with a hammer in my hand. name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick and he went to his bed, and Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. I said, Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Captain, he said to John Henry, I believe that mountain's caving in. John Henry said, stand back, Mr. Captain, ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Ain't nothing but my hammer sucking. Nothing but my hammer sucking wind. A man that invented the steam drill, he thought he was mighty fine. But John Henry drove 15 feet and the steam drill only made 9. The steam drill only made 9. It's the steam drill only made 9. John Henry hammered in the mountain, his hammer was striking fire. But it worked so hard, it broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. He laid on his hammer and he died. Some say John Henry came from England, some say he came from Spain, but I know he was a Louisiana man and the leader of a steel-driving gang. He was the leader of a steel-driving gang. He was the leader of a steel-driving gang, Lord. Leader of a steel-driving gang. John Henry's hammer. Hear John Henry's hammer ring. I say, hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord. Hear John Henry's hammer.
Aboard the rock, done got rock. All I hate about line and track, these old bars about to break my back. Aboard, can't you line up? Oh boys, can't you line up? Track-a-lack. Oh boys, can't you line up? Track-a-lack. See Eloise go line and track. Moses stood on the red sea shore, smoting that water with a blue by four. I hope boys, can't you line up? Track-a-lack. Oh boys, can't you line up? Track-a-lack. Oh boys, can't you line up? Track-a-lack. See Eloise go line and track. If I could, I surely would stand on a rock where Moses stood. Oh, boys, can't you line up? Jack-a-lack. Oh, boys, can't you line up? Jack-a-lack. Oh, boys, can't you line up? Jack-a-lack. See Eloise go line and track. Mary and the babies lying in the shade, figuring on the money that I ain't made. I hope boys can't you line up, jack-a-lack. Oh boys can't you line up, jack-a-lack. Oh boys can't you line up, jack-a-lack. See Eloise go line and track. Why?
This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train bound for glory. This train. This train don't carry no gamblers. This train. This train don't carry no gamblers. This train. This train don't carry no gamblers. No midnight ramble, no bar flyer. This train bound for glory. This train is built for speed now, this train. This train is built for speed now, this train. This train is built for speed. Fast train, you love it, seen now, this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, no hypocrites and no bar flyers. This train bound for glory. This train. This train is solid black boy. This train. This train is solid black now, this train. This train is solid black. Why care you don't come back, boy? This train bound for glory. This train, you don't pay no transportation on this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation on this train. This train, you don't pay no transportation. No Jim Crow and no discrimination on this train. Bound for glory. This train don't carry white or black boy on this train. This train don't carry white or black on this train. This train don't carry white or black. Everybody ride it is treated just alike on this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train.
Up on the boat, went to the depot. I looked up on the board. It read good times here, but better down the road. Shine, you can't do me like you done poor shine. You took poor shine woman, but you sure can't take mine. Lord, no. Gypsy in a fortune-telling place. I met a little gypsy in a fortune-telling place. She read my mind, then she slapped my face. Woo!
I'd like to sort of end everything with my hit song that other people made famous. It started out as just a little song of protest from Boston about the Boston subway system, which is called the MTA. The fact that they raised the price of a transfer to 5 cents has caused civil disobedience in Boston, social upheaval. This revolutionary song I'd like to sing with its original fire and vigor and fervor.
Let me tell you the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him, one more nickel. Charlie could not get off that train. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long Charlie rides through the tunnel saying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? Well, did he ever? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now, you citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal that the people have to pay and pay? Vote for Walter J. O'Brien, fight the fare increase, get Charlie off the MTA, or else he'll never return. Oh, he'll never return. His fate will be unlearned. He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man. Who's the man? He's the man. Oh, the man. He's the man who will never return.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1509. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Fiddle Wham Diddle, the duo of Vi Wickham and Steve Uhlberg. Vi is the fiddler, and Steve plays the dulcimer and the mandolin from their recording Old School, Old Time. And we heard Spider Bit the Baby, and that's on Owl Mountain Music. And before that, we heard a rare version of the MTA from the man who actually wrote it, Will Holt, recorded at the Newport Folk Festival in 1960. And that's on an English recording on the Not Now Music label, the Newport Folk Festival, 1960. And before that, Sam McGee, who was well known as a fine country flat-picking and finger-picking guitarist, played Railroad Blues, recorded back in 1964. He played for a while with Uncle Dave Macon, as well as with his brother, Kirk McGee. That's from a recording called Classic Mountain Songs from Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, from Big Bill Brunzi, we heard This Train is Bound for Glory. Bill Brunzi made quite a name for himself in Europe during this particular time, the early 1960s, the late 1950s, and he influenced an awful lot of blues players there, including Eric Clapton. That was from Classic Folk Music from Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, from Classic Railroad Songs from Smithsonian Folkways, we heard Lead Belly doing Line and Track. That was recorded in May of 1944. And we let off that set with Pete Seeger from the recording Sing Out, Hootenanny with Pete Seeger and the Hootenanners. And we heard John Henry. That was recorded in the 50s on Folkways Records. We are listening to topical songs this week and next, and we're going to move into the area of coal mining. And probably my very favorite tune about the life of a coal miner is Billy Ed Wheeler's Coal Tattoo. Here's Kathy Mattea from her recording Coal on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Traveling on down that coal town road, listen to my rubber tires whine. Goodbye to Buckeye, white sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. Oh, I've been a coal miner all my life, laying down track in the hole. Got a back like ironwood, bent by the wind, blood veins as blue as the coal. But veins as blue as the coal. Well, somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's a blue mark left by the coal. Little more and I'd have been dead. Oh, I love the rumble. Lord, I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's going down that new road, looking for a job, traveling and looking ahead, traveling and looking ahead. Someday when I'm dead and gone to heaven, the land of my dreams, I won't have to worry about losing my job to bad times and big machines. Oh, I got no house, Lord, I got no job, just got a worried soul. And a blue tattoo on the side of my head, left by the number nine. Left by the number nine
finger, there's the place we used to meet, where old John L. would beller, bring each miner to his feet. And the boys would dream about the day they'd each be underground, and the greenbacks flow like paint squeak through the town. Oh, I remember back in 29, times was hard back then. It was 50 cents a ton, young boys would do the work of men. And the faces in the lamplight were the families all alone, waiting for the ones who never would come home. But the young ones don't remember, how are they to know all the fights we fought to give them futures down below? And they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the Union stand. Oh, they called us everything back then, from outlaws to damn reds, and many was the time whole families murdered in their beds. But the dead marched on before us as we turned the tyrant's tide, and we raised our Union's banner high for the fight. But the young ones don't remember, how are they to know all the fights we fought to give them futures down below? And they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the Union stand. Got bad again, and they swallowed all the lies. The flame dimmed to a flicker, you could see it in their eyes. Those who can't learn from the past are cursed with it again, and mock the ones who suffered so in vain. Now from my home where all we pensioners live across the tracks, I watch the children walk the rails to gather coal in sacks, to drive away the chill that haunts too many a miner's home, till they realize they're not alone. But the young ones don't remember, how are they to know all the fights we fought to give them futures down below? And they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign land, but not a one will take the Union stand. Yes, they'll cheer for solidarity off in some foreign, but not a one will take the Union stand.
When I was a curly-headed baby,
My daddy set me proud upon his knee. Said, son, you go to school, learn your letters. Don't you be a dusty coal miner like me. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler, with coal cars rumbling and roaring past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty, and yelling and don't stop here no more. I used to think my daddy was a rich man, with scrip enough to buy the company store. But now he goes downtown with empty pockets, and his face is white as a February snow. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler, with coal cars rumbling and roaring past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty, and yelling and don't stop here no more. Last night I dreamt I went down to the office to draw my payday like I'd done before. Them old kudzu vines was growing through the doorway. There's trees and grass growing through the floor. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hazard Holler, with coal cars rumbling and roaring past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty, and yelling and don't stop here now. I never thought I'd live to love the coal dust. Never thought I'd pray to hear the tipple roar. But Lord, I wish that grass could turn to money and the greenbacks fill my pockets once more. I was born and raised in the mouth of a Hazard Holler, with coal cars rumbling and roaring past my door. Now they're standing in a rusty row all empty, and yelling and don't stop here no more.
That was Guy and Candy Carawan from their recording Tree of Life, and the LNN Don't Stop Here Anymore, Gene Ritchie's classic tune. We're listening to topical songs this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Before that, from John McCutcheon and Gone Gonna Rise Again, and we heard The Young Ones Don't Remember. That's on Rounder Records. And leading off that set of coal mining tunes, we heard Coal Tattoo from Kathy Mattea and her recording Coal, Billy Ed Wheeler's classic tune. That's on 30 Tigers Records. We're going to turn to unions again in this last set. Most of us have heard of Joe Hill, but perhaps we've never heard any of his songs. This is There Is Power in a Union from Peter K. Siegel and Eli Smith on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Would you have freedom from wage slavery and join in the grand industrial band? Would you from misery and hunger be free? Then come do your share, lend a hand. There is power in a band of working men when they stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand. Would you have mansions of gold in the sky and live in a shack away in the back? Would you have wings up in heaven to fly and starve here with rags on your back? If you've heard enough about the blood of the Lamb,
for a change, you would have eggs and ham. Come on, do your share, lend a hand. There is power in a band of working men when they stand hand in hand. That's a power that must rule in every land. One industrial union grand.
To kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find. I saw Joe here last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. I
A man went out to work one day in the coal fields of West Virginia. The boss said, "Today we'll do it my way. Back to your house I'll send you." The man then said, "We'll go by the book or you won't be running no coal. We'll stand around and we'll break no ground, and then we'll see if your black coal can roll. Now you can talk to the government and talk to the law, and it ain't gonna do you no good, 'cause I'll talk to the unions and they'll all help me. They already told me they would." So he called out his brothers and his sisters too, and they all stood back and watched it. And nothing was moving and no one was working, 'cause labor had its hands in its pockets. Now we got the power, we got the might, we've got the last word now. We've paralyzed a nation and stopped all creation, and no one had to show us how. There are no powers any greater than ours. If you start it, we can stop it. Well, you can say what you will, but you got an empty till, 'cause labor's got its hands in its pockets. Now I said all that just to ask you this: why can't all labor unite? All little unions feed one main line, make corporate America turn white. We could cripple the big guys and nothing would move. They couldn't even manage to stock it, 'cause you'll have to admit their hands can't get in when labor's got its hands in its pockets. Yeah, we stopped everything that money can buy, 'cause labor's got its hands in its pockets.
That was Elaine Perkey. She's an activist, songwriter, and singer from West Virginia. And that's from her recording Mountain Music, Mountain Struggle. Labor's Got Its Hands in Its Pockets. That was written about an old IWW theory from the 1930s and 40s. Mountain Music, Mountain Struggle is on Merrimack Records. People like that are still out there singing. And before that, the wonderful voice of Paul Robeson with Joe Hill. And that's from the collection Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with There Is Power in a Union, written by Joe Hill. And we heard Peter K. Siegel and Eli Smith from the recording The Union Makes Us Strong. And that's on Weave Room Records from Eli Smith and Peter K. Siegel. We've been listening to topical songs this week, finger-pointing songs, and we'll listen to some more next week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1509.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between